We're joined by Atlantic head coach Tim Duff, 59-17 over Harlan, 61-18 over Denison Sleswig. Coach, 12-2 in duels. Pretty impressive. Put in your words as far as the Trojans' performance tonight.
You know, for us, it's number one, it's always good to beat Harlan, you know, whatever the sport is. So we're excited with that victory. You know, they've got some good kids. Coach Bendorf's doing a good job. Denison, Coach Pruel there is taking over for Coach Bradley, and he's, you know, a former Monarch wrestler, wrestled up a BV, and you can tell his kids are competing harder and getting in, you know, getting in positions that in the past I think that they really struggled, and he's doing a good job. You can see the growth there in the short amount of time that he's been in charge. So two more Hawkeye 10 wins for we got pins where we had opportunities to get pins. A couple matches we gave up some points where maybe we were a little flat-footed, not ready to wrestle in some situations. So, you know, that comes down to mental preparation. You know, each time you step on the mat, you've got to be ready to wrestle. You can't overlook any opponent. You know, you can't take anybody lightly or look past someone. And so a couple of us tonight, I think, you know, learned that a little bit, you know, saw that lesson. Hopefully we can learn from it. Hope we can learn from that lesson and be ready to wrestle at the start. But for the most part, I thought we did a good job getting bonus points and you know, really pulling ahead in matches.
Really busy week, and you're going to culminate it Saturday with the Roland Dyer. Can't wait to see this one.
Yeah, Roland Dyer, great tournament. So you got Omaha, Scott coming. They're going to be real tough. Grand Island stuff. Sergeant Bluff's real good. Bondurant's good. Humboldt's good. Up and down the, you know, the roster sheet, when you're looking at those entered wrestlers, there's going to be some great matches, you know, some hard-fought matches. And to get in the top eight at this tournament, you're going to have to wrestle, you know, a little more confidence. But ultimately, you've got to have that unwavering self-belief, and that's where it's at. And so, you know, confidence kind of can ebb and flow. But hopefully we'll come out and compete hard, see our kids, you know, like I said, win some of those hard-fought positions. Maybe pull off a few upsets along the way and see if we can scrape out a few wins and see if we can, you know, get some guys on the podium.
What are some of the key matches or marquee matches you want to be looking at here?
Oh, you know, I think there's going to be some real great match for us. You know, I think Aiden Smith be a top two seed. Evan Swartz, top two seed. You know, those guys have an opportunity there to place high. But, you know, they're going to see great matches. And then, I said, there's some of those weights are really, really tough when you look through some of them. I think 215, you're looking at a kid from Scott's really, you know, a state champ. And Kohler from Glenwood's been wrestling real well. Central DeWitt has a real good 215. You know, I think that class is going to be a hard-fought class. I think you're going to see some kids at 65, 75, some really good matches through there. You can go up and down the bracket, Tom. There's going to be some outstanding matches, and those quarters and semis and finals and all the wrestlebacks. Like I said, to get in the top eight, you're going to earn it at this tournament on Saturday.
Coach, thanks a bunch. Great job, and best of luck Saturday.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom. Thank you, and thanks, Cody, for all the coverage.
Fun. Thank you.